What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bitch. Glass of red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture.
Bitch. Here I go.
Where did you find him in the New York fucking Post?
Who let Nancy Reagan out? Nancy Reagan off the leash.
Get the cage. Get the tranquilizer.
Oh, God.
We're going to rock gone for wild. That one.
Girls Gone Wild, but it's just Nancy and fucking Jackie at the beach. Chomping away.
Thank God it's not Women's History Month
Their punishment in hell is having to chew rocks and make more sand for all the disappearing beaches of the world.
I'm sorry, that's so stupid. It's an endless task. That is, you know, that's...
They have to put those strong teeth to use.
That's... hate you so much.
It's what gay people deserve for all the things that Nancy Reagan put us through, okay?
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah.
On this Pride Month of all
days.
You
think the new stamp they're going to do is going to include that?
Just did bare dentures.
So the bare dentures sitting in the seltzer cup. Like... Can we make that? Can you make your own stamps? Are you allowed? I don't think we're allowed to do that. Like, stamps.com exists, but can you, like, put a little custom picture? That's our next merch line.
Why the fuck would I know? Matt's like, can you tell me about this mundane element of American bureaucracy?
There's nothing mundane about putting a custom Nancy Reagan.
Licking a stamp, yeah. Girl? Huffing those fumes of the glue?
I'll take the fumes, girl. I'll take anything.
Okay.
How good the fumes actually, do you know?
We're going to get through our quickies really quick because they're quickies for a reason. These are like two minutes max.
Yeah.
Selling Sunsets, Christine Quinn, not invited to MTV Movie Awards, unscripted source says. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Post Malone opens up about becoming a hot dad and he's afraid of the future. Me too, Post Malone.
I thought he said afraid of future.
No. He's actually terrified of the crushing weight of time and its relentless onslaught on our bodies, our souls, our minds. The fact that one day human civilization will just be a speck of dust.
Post Malone.
There will be nobody who remembers the pyramids.
Is thinking about that.
Yes, there's going to be no one who remembers our names. There's going to be everyone who ever knew us, would have ever known us, anyone related to us are all dead. And eating for free is but a whisper on the winds of time.
And that's what Post Malone
he thinks about that often.
Thinking about he also, while about he's it. Also thinking about being a hot dad.
Yes.
While he's also trying to, you know,
well,
cope with
what is being a hot dad, but staring down the throat of your own mortality as it comes up to eat you alive. Heidi Klum. How Heidi Klum harnessed her zodiac sign's power to become a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Page Six. Paris Jackson mistaken for Paris Hilton at Hampton's gig. Sure. Who knows?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather talk about Kelly Dodd versus Todd Chrisley versus Lisa Rinna versus somebody's assistant. Did you see that Lisa Rinna posted some random person's phone number on
Yeah, with the actual phone number.
And then claimed it was Kathy, even though it was actually just some
people
random man.
People on Twitter were like, oh, it's Kathy Hilton's assistant. Like, I called and they said, you know, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't sound true, though.
Kelly Dodd, this is from Page Six, joked that Harry Hamlin is, quote, next after Todd Chrisley's alleged gay affair was revealed during the Reality Star's recent federal fraud trial. Page Six covered the claim made by Chrisley's former business partner, Mark Braddock, who testified last week that he and Chrisley Knows Best star were intimate for about a year in the early 2000s and paid off a blackmailer to keep the alleged affair secret. In the comments section of an Instagram reel of the report, I hate that series of words. In the comments
exclusive
section
sources.
Of an Instagram reel of our report.
Oh, God.
Dodd, 46, really going. Wrote this past weekend, Harry Hamlin is next, implying the Clash of Titans star is in the closet.
Titan star.
Then on Monday, speculation about Hamlin's sexual orientation surfaced again after his wife, Lisa Rinna, got into an online feud with a man named Patrick Summers. Okay, so this is where it gets kind of weird.
Who's
so
that?
Lisa Rinna posts this phone number and text message from somebody in which she claimed he was this person was threatening to expose her for the lies that she was telling.
Oh, good God.
And the way that she made it sound and the way that it was dropped had kind of alluded to the fact that maybe it was Kathy Hilton, right? Because the big narrative online right now is that Lisa is the source of all these kind of anti-Kathy Hilton rumors that we've covered in the past. Yeah. And Lisa posts this person full photo, I mean, full phone number and everything.
Yeah, they did not block it out.
No block.
They didn't even do a little sensor bar.
Yes. And the person, this man, Patrick Summers, does the same to Lisa and posted Lisa's phone number in response. Rinna then joked that she was, quote, bonus getting to talk to so many nice people today since that guy posted my number. Thanks so much. Love you guys so much. Hashtag silver lining. Summers then told Lisa, quote, at Lisa Rinna, not you leaking my phone number first and then trying to narrate. Not you leaking my number first and then trying to change the narrative, you hunchback. Wow. Then he said, quote, you need to worry about your husband and your finances and who he's spending his time with because his wife is too busy running her overfilled mouth.
Overfilled.
Beverly Hills talks and we all know. And that was posted on a Instagram story, but it was like a rainbow background with rainbows.
Oh, like a rainbow emoji.
Yes. Rinna has also recently kind of had to deal with her husband's alleged gay life. In October 2021, on Instagram stories as well, she posted, quote, recently read Hamlin allegedly beats his women and also suspected he is gay woman hater, before adding, oh, damn, he's freaking busy. She also quipped on Instagram a few years ago about Harry Hamlin's 1987 Sexiest Man Alive People cover, quote, FBF appreciation post to my very busy husband who apparently doesn't live with us, is having a lot of affairs, and is gay. Go Harry fucking Hamlin.
It was 35 years ago.
Girl.
She's still
get a fucking this. Grip.
I wouldn't even like address it.
Get a fucking grip.
Get a grip.
I know. I don't really want to talk much about this because we have other news.
Like, just get off TV anyway.
We don't have any more gay news, but we do have short man news, which is about basically the same thing anymore these days.
There's some Venn diagrams.
You know, they want to be oppressed. So let's let them be oppressed in this next story.
What?
Margaret Qualley and Jack Antonoff are reportedly engaged. But this gets fine. This is not what you think it's going to be. This is not what you think it's going to be. So, quote, this is from EW. Jack Antonoff and Margaret Qualley have wedding bells in their future. Grammy-winning musician and my neighbor's dog upstairs and the maid star are engaged, a source told People as it literally pounds on the floor above us. Representatives for the couple did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. Apparently, rumors started to swirl at Cannes last week. They were there where she was starring in her new film with Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift's man, stars at noon, which won the Grand Prix Award. They also began dating last summer, though they only made their relationship public in 2022 at the AFI Awards luncheon in March. They were also spotted at the Critics' Choice Awards, where Maid, I don't actually know what Maid is, was nominated for Best Limited Series. Oh, it was Margaret Qualley's television show, Maid. Okay. I was like, Maid?
Yeah.
Best Limited Series, and Qualley was up for Best Actress in a Limited Series or Movie Made for Television. Neither star has directly addressed the game on social media. Now, that's not the funny part. Friend of the podcast, Malcolm Harris, writer, communist extraordinaire, tweeted this thing that I had no idea about, but I loved that Malcolm pointed this out. So go off, Malcolm.
Did not see this.
If a big part of your deal is that you're a rock star who dates movie babes, then I think you should have the guts to just be shorter than your bride, Jack Antonoff. And then the second tweet got her taking off her shoes, straining your neck. Come on, man.
Oh.
Okay. So these photos of Jack literally like,
oh, he's pulling his neck up. Like, shin high.
Literally, like, he has dislocated his neck. And also, and she took her shoes off.
And then you could see she's like leaning a little forward and a little back. To, yes. Like, kind of get her height down, then tilt her neck.
And is barefoot at a Critics' Choice Awards ceremony.
That's like,
disgusting. She's literally not wearing shoes. And her feet should be in a shoe.
They're like, oh, we got to get this photo.
No offense to Margaret Qualley or her feet, but like, put those feet in a shoe.
No, but also this shot of them walking down the street and her arm is like clearly going like high and above and around his neck. to accommodate.
No, no, literally, okay, like, the way it looks,
he's like having to move his arm like far down to get around her.
He broke his neck, literally dislocated it, and then lifted it 10 feet higher is amazing.
Wait, we need to get the actual numbers here. Jack Antonoff height is 5'11". That's not even like that short.
No, girl. No, like, no, that's what? Wrong. He's 5'6".
Oh,
5'6"
really?
Or 5'7".
Oh, so the Google
is... by the way, my husband is 5'5", so like no shade to short people.
Oh, absolutely not. But okay, oh yeah, see, I'm seeing 5'11" on Google, and then already knowyoursize.com says 5'8", and then you're saying it's really... are you saying it's actually 5'8", or...
5'7", 5'8". Okay, but what's Margot Qualley?
The databases, we're searching them. 5'8". See, that's the thing.
But again, even if you're the same height, even if you're the same height, like...
It wouldn't look like that, that's for sure.
Also, can you tell he's wearing platform shoes in that second picture at the Critics' Choice Awards? Like, if you look at his feet, that's a heel.
It's giving...
that's a big boot. That's
giving
what
Freddy from iCarly girl, when they like tried to make him taller, so they gave him like...
The body language in this photo is wild.
It's hard not to read into a girl. The neck is...
Like,
okay, Ashley, not posting that meme of like like forehead vein shot kid, like,
but that's what he looks
absolutely
like.
What it's giving.
He's straining so hard.
And you love someone saying, oh god, he's 5'11", and then Malcolm Harris just replied, no, he is not.
Thank you for the content, Malcolm. I know that you probably did not think you were going to end up on our podcast today, but here you are. I'm happy you're here.
Oh my god.
Malcolm definitely doesn't pay for our Patreon.
Oh, absolutely
so
not.
I don't think he's going to hear this at all.
What?
I'm just laughing at this photo. The longer I look at it, the funnier it gets. Also, her completely manic smile is like, they deserve each other. Good for them. So, Lord somewhere is plotting her next move.
Londo raising the shadows.
Watch K-pop superstars BTS join White House press briefing.
Oh, this was absolutely bizarre.
This is from AP and PBS. K-pop sensation BTS visited the White House on Tuesday to talk with President Joe Biden about combating the rise in hate crimes targeting Asian Americans, bringing superstar sizzle to an otherwise sad and scary topic.
Wait, who wrote this?
PBS.
PBS?
My other favorite line from this report is, the scene was fun, but the issue that brought the South Korean group to the White House was not.
Like, I know you like your little boy bands, but this is some serious shit. I mean, they're in suits, goddamn.
Okay, band members for BTS joined White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at her briefing with reporters at the final day of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. They said the band had been, quote, devastated by the recent surge of crime and intolerance against Asian Americans that has persisted since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, quote, it's not wrong to be different, one of them said. Equality begins when we open up and embrace all of our differences. Everyone has their own history. They also added, quote, we hope today is one step forward to understanding and respecting each other and everyone as a valuable person. The band members wore black suits and ties and took turns briefly stepping to the podium. BTS was set for a closed-door Oval Office meeting with Biden later Tuesday. There's photos of that as well if you look them up. After the band members spoke and had their comments translated, reporters began to ask them questions, but Jean-Pierre, who had previously said that members wouldn't take questions, intervened, saying, we're gonna go. That prompted the BTS members to offer, we're sorry, as they filed away from the podium.
Not that much. I completely forgot that they performed at the United Nations last year, and it's like on their official YouTube page and everything. It's just not their first foray, I guess.
That dog upstairs is losing its mind.
I hope they could almost hear what we're listening to, so we don't sound crazy talking about it. But yeah, I hear a crying dog and lots of scratching.
I have also some updates about your favorite, your king.
Who's king?
Your king, Eric Roberts. Click on that ET link, please.
Mama, what?
This is your man. This is your husband. This is your guy. This is your chosen lot in life.
Why? Oh. I was like, who is this man? Who the fuck is Eric Roberts? And now I'm like, oh yeah.
Who's Eric Roberts, Matt?
Mama.
Who's Eric Roberts? Tell us.
Now, I don't know if it's like Lifetime or what it is, but it's on Amazon Prime in the section that should be banned for all ages and all audiences. Stalked by Your Doctor, the 4 or 5 part series movie.
Stalked by My Doctor, Stalked by My Doctor 2.
Now let me pull it up.
Still
girl.
Stalked by My Doctor. My Doctor's stalking me. The Doctor's Stalked by My Doctor, The Revenge.
No, 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 girl. Let me pull it up here. Let's get the week.
Did you get
going.
It? Did you get it?
There's so many. Watched. What? Like, Watched by My Doctor, Stalked by My Doctor. Where's the full list? Because there's Stalked by My Doctor, Patient's Revenge. I think I probably have to pull up on Amazon, honestly, because, again, these are not films made by, like, a real company. Like,
No. I already got it. Stalked by My Doctor movies in order.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. Stalked by My Doctor, Stalked by My Doctor, The Return.
Oh, yeah.
Stalked by My Doctor, Patient's Revenge.
Oh, I haven't seen that
Stalked
yet.
By My Doctor, A Sleepwalker's Nightmare.
That one.
Just What the Doctor Ordered.
Oh, that one must be new.
Dr. Albert Beck, who is his titular character in the Stalked by My Doctor franchise, even has his own villains wiki page.
As he should. He's fucking horrifying. What's so scary about these movies is not only the absolutely on the floor budget and San Bernardino, like porn houses they shoot in, but Eric Roberts, so Julia Roberts' brother, which we have to state because if yes. you don't know, it's yeah, it makes no sense.
I love when you first showed me these movies, you're like, did you know that's Julia Roberts' brother? And I cannot tell you guys enough that these movies are shot on the Cocky Boys set. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It is a Sean Cody ass lighting, set.
Like, the lighting is one light, and the locations are abandoned suburban mansions.
I've seen X videos that have more budget than these movies.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Eric.
The actors are probably driving their actual cars in these movies.
And every. Like, oh, no. And they shoot in, like, the same other neighborhood where they do the, like, Stalked by My Neighbor and the, like, I don't know, like, Mom's Revenge.
Oh, what is it? Double movies. Mommy, Double Daddy.
Oh, those are so good movies. We need to watch those on the server. Double Mommy, Double Daddy is so amazing. I think Double Daddy is the better one. Yeah. It's hard to remember because the Double Daddy is actually about two moms and the Double Mommy is about two dads. That's what makes it so complicated. Anyway, Eric Roberts is absolutely horrifying. He plays a doctor who is, for some reason, it's not really explicitly said, but he is a pedophile in these movies.
Yes.
Like, it's a minor that he's stalking, which they just don't really bring
in
up.
All the movies, there's
like, oh, it's a woman being stalked, but she's a
minor.
Who he's
harassing, who he, like, falls in love with. She's always a teenager.
And then he goes off to Mexico to, like, defect, then comes back to the States.
And then in one of the movies,
paperwork.
One of his patients who, like, he had preyed on in the past comes back to try to kill him, and then they get into, like, a serial killer chase around with each other, like...
And again, one light, one neighborhood,
he's
shot
always,
in 3 days.
He's always pushing
but
women with Midwestern
scary.
Faces out windows, like...
He's so scary. Like, it feels real in the way that it shouldn't, like, not in a interesting, impressive way.
And I can't tell you guys enough, this is a frequent topic of conversation in our friendship, is the Stalked by My Doctors franchise that Matt is obsessed
I'm
with.
Not obsessed with them.
Okay.
My friend is obsessed with them and she roped me in.
We lie
I'm
a
not
lot
done
on
with the
this
series
podcast.
Yet.
Let's not lie about your obsession with these movies.
Now, what I'm obsessed with is Sharknado. I've seen all 6. And that is some good shit.
Yes. You're like, excuse me, I am not into Stalked by My Doctor. I'm into the Scream franchise and Sharknado. Which is better.
Both
somehow.
Are true, absolutely.
So Eric Roberts shoots down rumor of feud with sister Julia Roberts, says they've always been fine. There's no bad blood here. I'm getting this from ET. Eric Roberts is shooting down rumors of a feud with his sister Julia Roberts. Eric, 66, debunked longstanding rumors of a clash with his Oscar-winning younger sister while appearing on the podcast Behind the Velvet Rope with David Yontef. Yikes. I love that David Yontef is like, I have graduated from stalking the Real Housewives while they film their shows to interviewing Julia Roberts' brother. Like,
I'm also obsessed that if you search Eric Roberts, the first IMDb page is for a man that lived in the 30s and not the one who's in Stalked by My Doctor movies. Girl, the SEO.
Terrible SEO.
Could not be worse.
Julia and I have always been fine, said Eric, who was nominated for an Oscar himself in 1986 for his role in Runaway Train. a fantastic oeuvre of his, if you will. So according to the actor, who is also the father of actress Emma Roberts,
oh my God.
Yep,
Yep, yep.
Yep.
Acting family.
Yep. That's all connected, girl.
Didn't you love that era when it was like Emma Roberts, like in conversation with my aunt, Julia Roberts?
Well, you gotta make the connections
with rumors began in 1990 when he was doing press for one of his films and kept getting questions about Julia's career-making performance in Pretty Woman. I think years and years ago, I was doing press tour for some movie. I don't even know what the movie was. And I just was Pretty Woman got released, Eric said, recalling how he jokingly told reporters, "Hey, excuse me, can we talk about me?" And of course, then it's like, "Oh, hey, they have a problem. Oh my God, they have a problem." Anyways, it's a nothing burger of a story, but I do just love that Emma Roberts' father is now most famous to the women of America for his starring role in the Lifetime hit franchise Stalked by My Doctor.
Do you know how much this man's working? I'm on his IMDb page, and
he's in like 300 things.
Yeah, and they're all coming out this year. Listen, like literally, this is just what's coming out. Yeah,
please, please, please.
Let me read this IMDb page real quick. This is what's coming out just this year as a completed film.
Before you do, the villains page for Dr. Beck, the Stalked by My Doctor character.
Yes.
Goals: to have a sexual relationship with Sophie, failed. Marry Amy's mother to get Amy all to himself, succeeded, later failed. Manipulate Katie into being in a relationship with him, failed. Crimes: stalking, rape, kidnap, stage death, deception, identity fraud, sexual harassment, breaking and entering, attempted mutilation, murder, incrimination, type of villain, perverted stalker. What is the villains wiki? Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, okay.
Oh my God.
Now tell us about his IMDb.
Okay, so what he already has filmed and wrapped up and is coming out this year is Soul Cage, Dawn, My Last Best Friend. No idea if these are movies or TV shows, by the way. Carrollton, The Mosquito, Sally Floss, Digital Detective, Lost in the Moment, Borrowed Time 3, which I don't even know what the Borrowed Time series is. Now, these are what's in post-production. Dead Community Guild, Classified, that's a TV movie, Survivor's Choice, Dante's Hell, Babylon, Space Sparks, Ojai, Night of the Caregiver, Flight 704, Arena Wars, Silver Fox, A Cotton Moon, Things Like This, The Private Eye, The Lost Princess, The Last Saturday Night, The Beast Comes at Night, Terror of the Souls, Team of Two, Sallywood, Running with Fear, Pan American Volume 1, Old Ferguson, No More Goodbyes, Night, The Redneck Neighbor, Monsters of Mulberry Street, Lumina, Kill Sight, Insight, How to Make Her Cheat, Heroes and Villains, Heavy Metal, First Kill the Lawyers, Exposure, Exceptional Beings, Dying to Sleep, Bullet Train, short, not the new movie coming out, Broken Church, Birthday Boyfriend.
What year are we in?
We're still in 2022. Birthday Boyfriend, An Angry Boy, Amityville Bigfoot, Alien Vampire Busters. Now we're getting to currently filming. The Downside of Bliss, The Dead Rose, Someone Dies Tonight, Expiate, Alone Today, what? Wrath and Rituals, We Five, Vampires with a capital S at the end, Three Clicks, The Greek Job, The Epidemic, oh God, The Ballad of Travis Hunter, Tango Man, Sweetwater, Stranger, It Wants Blood 2, God Tech, he plays Angel the Messiah in that one, From Dusk Till Bong, Dog Boy, Controlled, Cadillac Respect, Buckle Up, The Principal of Monster Lake, Gateway to the West, we're almost done, now we're in pre-production, Miracle Underground, Working Stiffs, Unlawful Duties, Supersonic, Recast, Pontius Pilate, Natasha Mail Order Bride Escape to America, The Movie, now that one we need to bookmark, Mayday Z, Fruit of the Poisonous Tree, Devil's Night, Cake Town, Burnt, A Perfect Chaos, and 32 Bluff Road.
Okay, we're
that is all in 2022. How the fuck? That's like more days in the year.
Ashlyn?
I'm literally
Ashlyn has
sick.
Shared with us his starring role in a talking cat ! The 2013 movie. I will play the trailer for us right now, and yes, we will watch all of it. This trailer, okay, are you ready for this? Ashlyn, thank you so much for doing journalism.
What is
okay,
this?
Wait.
They filmed all this dialogue in 15 minutes.
Apparently, they made it into a franchise. There's another movie in this franchise called A Talking Pony.
Okay, ready, ready, ready.
Let's do it. Already know.
What is this music?
Is it a cat?
Four paws, kind of furry. Yep, I think so.
Yeah. Did we get a cat?
No. Why?
Oh, I did see a cat, that one.
What does it say? Duffy. Yeah? But there's no address. So, Duffy, what should I do?
Wow. You have a really nice house. I like cats.
Yeah, he's cool, I guess. Me and my dad were actually thinking about getting a cat.
New day to start over. Phil 2.0. You can talk, but only once.
I don't make the rules, Phil.
Oh, my God.
I know there's a cat in here. It was just talking to me. A talking cat? That's just stupid. That's the best you could come up with.
Cat. But I can only talk to a person once.
I look like something that the cat dragged in.
I'm doing it.
Keep loose. Don't cry, get some water.
I like you taking things seriously. But you don't have to all the time with me.
Both talked to a cat, didn't you? And the cat talked back, didn't it?
That's weird.
A talking cat? What is that? That's so stupid.
That was absolutely filmed in the same, like, lot of porn houses that they use in San Bernardino, California.
Ashlyn says, every scene feels like it's leading to a hardcore scene because the acting is so weird and stilted.
A talking cat? What? Okay. That's stupid. It's all you can do.
Whose brother's nephew was making a movie and pulled in a favor with fucking Eric Roberts? Like, hey, guys.
I need this favor. Comedy film.
My son is making his first film. Can you star in it for 20 minutes as a talking cat? You don't even have to show up.
Literally.
And also, I can't express to you guys enough, the talking mouth animation on the cat is just like a black hole that opens and closes like a shape. It's just a shape.
And what in the like free audio copyrightfree.com music was that? Like, it was scary.
It's like
it felt like we're about to get murdered. Like
the music they play on Drag Race when they're trying to make a queen look like a clown.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like womp womp
when they can't do the acting challenge and they keep having to redo it.
Okay, wait.
Wait, can we read the film synopsis real quick?
Okay, wait. I'm also gonna play the talking pony. This one's a little shorter.
Oh no.
From the director of A Talking Cat comes A Talking Pony.
Horatio, breakfast coming right up. Poor Rita's glorious morning.
A family in
need. I thought we were on the verge of losing the Reginald's properties to the banks. You can't sell.
Try my best. Mr. Beetle is coming today to review our options.
The bank is going to foreclose on the property by the end of the week. Real financial trouble here.
Horatio, what are we going to do? I can't leave this place, and I could never lose you. We've grown up together.
With the horseshoe?
Juliet? Juliet, speak to me!
You're talking.
So, what's wrong with that?
When did you start talking?
I've always talked to you. How you doing, Romeo?
She's talking to me. Juliet, when the world finds out about this?
Yeah, and convinced my mom not to sell. Not when there are miracles happening here.
Those who toy with my magical horseshoe must endure my wrath.
Please, no. We didn't mean it.
I am so scared.
What have we stumbled on?
Ma'am.
What have we stumbled on? Ashlyn, what kind of horrible, horrible thing have you brought into my life?
This quote that Ashlyn provided us, Robert says that he sometimes works on three different films a day and that he accepts roles other might not because he simply loves to act. Three films a day? This man is driving all over Hollywood. Like,
is he getting comped for that? I don't think his Honda Civic can take it. Like...
Oh my God.
Did I say something funny?
Where did we go? How did we get here? How do we go back?
Where did she come from? Where did she go? Where did she come from? Talking Pony Joe. I was trying to figure out how to finish that. Oh boy.
I just love that Talking Pony still has the same exclamation mark, question mark, exclamation mark. And it's really
well, that's the trademark of the franchise. Can we get him on our podcast, the director of this movie? Can we actually try and interview him for Pride Month? Tell him that we're working on a series of interviews with famous queer directors and we want to talk to him about his queer iconic directors? Iconic gay canon film.
Your 2013 Street Cat. To DVD independent production of A Talking Cat made me gay. Queer cinema. Can you please explain to me how the queer landscape shaped this film? Horrifying.
I have something about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson tonguing, but I think we can skip on it.
What is there to say?
Yeah, what is there to say?
What can possibly be said?
We are going to be working on doing something about Real Housewives of Dubai this month, so do look forward to that. And then we also are going to finally, you guys, you have been begging us, and we are going to deliver. We are finally working on our Blind Items episode.
Yes.
Not blind items that we created, but like a history of the blind item and its
academic
role in,
approach.
Yeah, it's role in Hollywood.
Historical perspective.
But it's currently 37 million degrees in my apartment, so I think we should probably wrap it up before I leave a pussy stain on this couch.
It wouldn't be the first one.
It wouldn't be the first. It's certainly not the last. You're sitting on at least four.
Oh, my Felicity again?
Yeah. You definitely come into my house and you bully my cat, so I have to go make up to that real
quick. Someone's got to bully her. You let her run this place, like...
It's her apartment. I just live here.
Oh, well, if that's the case.
If you had something you love, too, you'd understand.
Jesus. Nurse, she's off the meds.
Hey, I'm sorry that your partner's allergic and you are deprived real love.
It's true.
Of an animal's companionship.
Oh, we're absolutely, when, you know, our apartment becomes kind of just ours and we have more space, a dog is on the way. Absolutely.
Are you sure? Are you serious?
I mean, you know, let's make sure we can financially secure that possibility.
Just remember,
a dog just every when you once have in a while is $1 million.
When you have a dog, I advised you about this when we spoke about you having children, but when you have a dog, it Jesus. Cannot survive off of Postmates and sushi. It does need to eat eventually.
Now listen.
You're like, if I feed my dog sushi, I will feed my dog sushi.
I've taken care of multiple dogs and multiple cats.
And they're all dead now. I know. It makes me worried.
You are disgusting. Disgusting, vile, horrible person.
I am. It's true.
So if I poison Felicity,
hashtag nasty woman.
Like,
hashtag nasty woman. Let me go get my pussy out. Ooh, I just fully pulled my boob out on you accidentally. Sorry.
You're talking shit about
okay,
me.
It's so sweaty.
You're trying to kill my animals. You're flashing your tits.
I was trying to rearrange.
There's a lot of mixed signals.
I'm sorry my
here.
Boob fell out. Like, it's not my fault.
Excuse the LGBT
welcome
history
to the
month.
Summer. The next time you come in here, it's going to be 90 degrees and I'm fully just going to be in a bra and a panty.
My favorite meme is like, summer lovers be like, you know, it's them on fire in hell. People like summer be like on fire. Absolutely. It's a horrible time of the year. I'm just
saying. Is horrible.
It's great when you can vacation, fly around the world. The rest of us can't do that. It's not
must
very
be
fun.
Nice. Must be nice to be a Love Island contestant. To vacation by a pool without ever going in the pool.
Love, it's coming back.
Isn't it back today?
No, I think it's beginning of next week. I think it's next Monday.
I'm excited. Dubai's tonight.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait, quick question before we go. Is it only on Peacock or is it on Bravo?
No, I'm pretty sure it's airing right after Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think you can get it obviously like ad-free, I think, on Peacock.
Well,
better be the
we
case.
Shall see.
I mean, it makes perfect sense to put Dubai after Beverly Hills.
Can't wait
it?
To see what kind of war crimes and
can't wait to see where all the blood money's
crimes against
going.
Humanity. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, let's get out of here because these guys are like, what the fuck are these two talking about anymore anyways? I know you guys are so sick of us. We're going to be a little bit more focused next week. We were a little unfocused this week, but like considering the state of the world that we're living in, like I think we're justified.
I think we all can deserve a break.
I think
here.
We all deserve a break here and there. Women supporting women.
Yes.
During Pride Month.
Absolutely.
Amen. Three, two, one. Hi. My name is Eric Roberts, the talking cat, and I'm here to help one family heal their generational trauma.
once a year when I come to life and I speak human speech. I also worked on 6 movies today, and I'm trying to get my agent to order me an Uber to my next set because my Honda Civic broke down because the radiator got too hot in the LA weather. If you know an Uber that you could call for me, please do, because I really, really, really need to get to work. Thank you. Eric Roberts, signing off.
Can I get an amen?
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 Where my people at? Where my people at?
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture.
Here I go. Oh.